Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work. Today we're talking with Josh Allred. His parents are missionaries in Merida, Mexico. Josh, tell us a little bit about how y'all arrived in Merida, and how old were you when you got here?
When my parents got married, they took a missions trip down to Veracruz, Mexico, and that was where the Lord really burdened their heart for missions, and they went back home to Alabama, and they did a lot of training at our home church, and by the time we left, they had myself and my three brothers, and I was 8 at the time, and we went on deputation, and we were on deputation for a little less than a year. Then we went to language school for about a year, and so when I was about 10 years old, we finally arrived in Mexico, and we lived in Monterrey for 2 years. Our ultimate goal was to go back to Veracruz, where they had taken their mission trip the first time. God just kind of changed directions before we got there, and we ended up in Mérida. We've been here now for 7 years. I was here for 5 years, and I've been in college for 2 years now. We've started a church. We started out on our patio, invited people that we just had met. God then just put families into our lives that we began a church with, and we were here for a little while, and then He provided a building for us, and we were able to move into the building, and we started a church there. We're still building that church, and our goal is to eventually have some kind of a Bible institute or college as a part of our church to be able to train up national pastors and leaders to send out to start other works in the Latin areas.
You mentioned you and your three brothers. Which number are you? You had also mentioned the church started on your patio. How many people did you start with?
I am the oldest, but we started on our patio, and we started with 6. My four brothers, my parents, and I, or my three brothers, my parents, and I. Then from there, we had met people at a sports place that we had been, and we had met people, and we just started inviting them to come to church through that. Then God had placed, somehow, I don't remember exactly how it came to pass, but there was another missionary family that had invited Dad to meet someone, and this person became our first member to the church. He came, and he had already had Bible training, and he felt led to go and start a work of his own, but he didn't feel like he was completely ready. He needed more training, and so he asked if we'd be able to help train him a little more before he went out to start his own work. And so him and his family became our first members, and so it grew from 6 people to 10 people with that family. And the other families that came in from the sports place that we were going to, we eventually grew to about 30 people on our patio. And then what we did when we got the building, we went out and passed out thousands of door hangers, and we announced a grand opening to the church. And we were out for, we took 3 or 4 months, and we just took, in the mornings we would remodel the church, and the afternoons and evenings we'd go out, us and a couple of other families from our church, and just hang door hangers on people's doors. We had a systematic approach of covering block by block and inviting, you know, every family that we could to come to our grand opening service. And we had 142 people show up to our grand opening service. From that point, you know, they had just come to kind of see who we were and what we were all about. And from that point, they started to filter out, and we got down to about 30 or 40 people who decided that they were going to stay and help us build the church. And from that point on, we've been building up to about 175 members now.
So then when y'all were on your porch starting out, you would have only been 11, 12 years old.
At that point, I was, I believe, 12. In fact, it was when I was 13 we ended up moving into the building that we're using now.
What kind of ministry opportunities did you have as a 13-year-old kid when you first got started? You know, there's a lot of stuff that the missionary's family does. And then through the years, what kind of opportunities did you have to work in the ministry on the field?
When we started on the patio, we were all involved doing different things during our services. I actually started out helping lead the music. What we had were CDs that had piano tracks on them for different hymns from the hymn book. And so I'd take a hymn book, I'd pick out the songs we were going to sing, and I'd find the tracks on the CDs, and I'd play those and lead the few people that were there through the hymn book. And then I ended up starting guitar lessons, And I remember the first time I played for a church service, I really couldn't play well at all. But I ended up playing just what little bit I could, you know, a couple of chords, and it's just a simple strumming pattern. And from that point, I started playing for church on a regular basis on the guitar, and I had teachers along the way, and I taught myself a lot of it, and I actually ended up playing for several years in the church, and I developed my, you know, my ability on that, and got to where I really enjoyed playing, and now I feel comfortable doing it. At first, I was really nervous. Now I feel really comfortable playing. I enjoy singing and helping lead in the worship. And that's what I was doing at the time that I left for college, was actually helping organize the music, and we had several people singing up with us, and we had several instruments involved in leading the worship on Sunday mornings, and I got to be a part of that just from starting out with something that I didn't know how to do and developing that over several years, to where in the end I really enjoyed ministering through the music.
You're going to college now to study music. What's your proficiency? Guitar? Voice?
My proficiency is guitar, and I'm also taking piano lessons and voice lessons.
What year are you in college, and what do you plan to do in the future?
I'm a sophomore right now, and my plan is to finish my bachelor's and probably move on to my master's before I do anything else. And then my plan as of right now is to come back to Mérida. I'd really like to expand the music program that we have in our church. I think music is a very important part of the service, where we give back to God our praise and the worship that he deserves from his people. And he asks us on several occasions in the Bible to praise him. And I think that corporate worship is a very important part of the service. And so I would really like to not come to put on a good music show for the people that attend our church, but really be able to help them realize what it's about to praise God and worship him.
Growing up on the mission field, do you feel like you've missed out on anything?
Certainly not. I get to go back and visit friends that grew up in Sunday school with me when I was in Alabama, and grew up in the same town, went to the same school that I went to. Honestly, looking back at what I could have experienced, I consider the lives that they have to be relatively boring to all the things that I've got to experience. Because, I mean, I've got to, many of my friends haven't been out of the state. You know, they haven't gone places. And I've been to several different countries. I've got to learn another language. I've got to experience so many things that have really taught me about God, just the things that would have never gotten to experience if I'd have stayed at home and, you know, gotten a normal job and went to a normal school.
You mentioned you've been to other countries. What are some of the other places you've been? And if you could go anywhere and visit any country, where would you like to go?
I've been pretty much in any state in the U.S. between Texas and Oklahoma and East. And we've been on deputation for a while. I've got to see tons of places that I've really enjoyed visiting, many states, different, even cultures within our own country. And then we've gone to Canada and, of course, Mexico, and been over to the Dominican Republic as well. And it's just interesting to see just the diversity within those close countries I've been to. I would really like to go to Japan, and I'd like to go to Northern Europe and see Germany and Ireland and Scotland and possibly England. I'd also like to see New York City and Alaska. Those are two states. I've been in New York. I haven't been to New York City. And I'd like to see the city itself, and I'd also like to see Alaska.
Do you have a testimony you'd like to share, maybe your testimony or the testimony of somebody else that has influenced you in some way?
Well, there's a lot of people that have influenced me. I do remember when I got saved, and this is something that going to school with a lot of other Christians, there's been a lot of doubt even amongst college students as to pertaining to their salvation when they got saved when they were young, and now they have doubts about their salvation. I can remember when I got saved, I was 5 years old, and I had questions leading up to the point just from songs, really, that we sung at church. And I can remember one song. It was Victory in Jesus. It was a song that talks about when he bought us with his blood. I was singing the tune. I didn't know the words. My mom sat down and taught me the words. And so I memorized the words, and I got to thinking about what they meant, and it confused me because I didn't know, I didn't understand that. And so that's probably what really aroused the curiosity in my mind about salvation, because the lyrics of that song had given me that question. And then I remember when my dad came in and talked to me, he sat me down and he just went through and explained how Jesus came and died for my sins and how I could accept that payment that he paid on the cross in my place. And I remember praying with him, and that's when I asked Jesus into my heart. And I remember after that, especially when I was about 7 or 8, I had had doubts of my salvation, and I remember struggling with that. And I think that's something that Satan confronts us with. But I was able to read several verses, and God just really showed me that, you know, once you've accepted Christ's payment, then there's nothing that can take that away. And so, you know, I've not really had any problems, you know, doubting my salvation since God, you know, took me through that and showed me where, you know, once he accepts me, and or once I accept him, rather, he's not going to go back on me. And I can vividly remember the time when I accepted him, and now I realize that there's nothing that can take that away from me.
You have a guiding verse or a life's verse you'd like to share?
I've had several, actually. Different stages that I go through in life bring about different verses that, you know, I think the problems I go through give meaning to verses. One that I've just really enjoyed reading, I guess, or knowing, is the verse that talks about knowing him. It says, for now we can see in part, and we can know in part, but one day we will know him even as we are known. And that verse has meant a lot to me recently as I'm going through college, and I'm studying things that are new to me, and there's a lot of concepts that sometimes I can't grasp and are hard for me, and I try to rationalize and think through a topic or a subject. And sometimes I just hit a dead end and say, well, you know, what's the answer? You know, I want to know the answer. And you know, not all of the answers, you know, that we would like to have answered are given to us at the time we like to have them answered. But just the assurance of knowing that one day all my questions will be answered is a comfort right now.
Do you have something you'd like to share with other missionary kids or teenagers that might be a help to them as they're thinking about possibly becoming a missionary? Or something you'd like to share with parents that are thinking about taking their kids to the mission field?
Pertaining to parents, one thing that I've seen in some missionary families, and one thing that has really been the biggest blessing and to me about my parents, is when we came down to the mission field, my parents didn't look at their ministry as their ministry. They looked at it as a family ministry. I know some people come, and I've seen the wife and the kids stay locked inside a house while the father goes and tries to carry on a ministry or tries to build a ministry, while the wife and kids are trying to have a little American atmosphere and live inside a little bubble in their own house. And I think it's very important as a missionary family that the whole family be involved in the ministry. That was just a tremendous opportunity for me to be involved in everything that my parents did, and I learned a lot and grew a lot in ways that I never would have been able to living in the States or, you know, living inside an American bubble in my house. But I think that the biggest blessing that my parents could have given me was allowing me to be involved in every aspect of the ministry and everything that they did. To those who, I guess, are planning on being missionaries or on the mission field, I think it's relative to what I was just saying also. It's important to be involved in what's going on and not become bitter. Living in another culture for us was hard because the people here don't think like we do. They don't talk like we do. They don't handle things the way we would handle them. And it was very frustrating. It would have been very easy to just be bitter and to grow to hate the country and to hate the people. I think it's very important to make sure that, first of all, your relationship with God is right. He gave us the grace to get through many things that would have just completely frustrated us. And learn to relax. I'm a perfectionist myself, and I hate for things to not just be exactly right. I had to learn to relax and let go and not take things so seriously. Just make sure that you have a right attitude in regards to the ministry. Don't let yourself become bitter at the people or at the ministry or at God. I've seen a lot of people come back from the mission field and go to college and just completely turn their backs on God because of what they experienced in the mission field. And I think that's letting Satan win a decisive victory by letting yourself become bitter.
Is there anything cool that you've been able to do here in the Yucatan Peninsula that other kids back home don't ever get a chance to do?
Just a couple of days ago, we went down to the beach and went swimming in December.
Very good. Thank you for your time, Josh. It's been nice talking to you, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.